Exclusive: California state election official confirms double voting by mail in Super Tuesday primary. By John Binder on April 15, 2020. California Secretary of State Alex Padilla has confirmed that double voting by mail took place in the March 3, 2020. Super Tuesday primary, Breitbart News has exclusively learned. Days before Super Tuesday, citizen watchdog group Election Integrity Project California sent a letter to Padilla requesting his office look into possible double voting in the 2020 primary election. More than a month later, in a letter dated April 7, 2020, Padilla confirmed double voting in one case and suspected double voting by a number of other registered voters on Super Tuesday, according to the letter obtained by Breitbart News. Padilla confirmed in at least one case that two ballots from one voter were opened and counted on election night. 12 of the 15 total registered voters identified with duplicate voting history are suspected to have cast two ballots for the March primary election, Padilla wrote in the letter. In the remaining two cases, Padilla said county election officials caught the duplicate voter records prior to election day and only one vote was tallied. Padilla said the findings have been forwarded to investigators to follow up as necessary with the voters. The letter from Padilla can be read below. CASOS Duplicate Voting Res. By John Binder on Scribd. Election Integrity Project California has an incredible accomplishment here. Moving the California Secretary of State to share evidence of apparent double voting among duplicated registrants is a testament to their research methodology and judgment. Public Interest Legal Foundation, PILF, President J. Christian Adams told Breitbart News. Duplicate registration and voting is a growing problem nationally that is being confronted like seen here. New Mexico, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, Adams said. Election Integrity Project California alleges that there are more than 30,000 duplicated registered voters on the state's voter rolls. The majority of these duplicated registered voters, they say, show the same name, address, and birth date on their registrations. Other duplicated registered voters show voters who have used their married and maiden names to register twice and those who have multiple home addresses. California is not the only state to have issues with its voter rolls. Most recently, PILF researchers stated that there are nearly 1,700 dead people on New Mexico's voter rolls, as well as 1,519 voters listed as being 100 years old, and more than 3,100 voters who have been flagged due to duplicate registration concerns. Likewise, in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, home to Pittsburgh, PILF researchers have said there are nearly 1,600 dead people on the voter rolls, along with more than 1,500 voters who are listed as 100 years old or over, and nearly 7,500 voters who have been flagged due to duplicate registration concerns. In Detroit, Michigan, alone, close to 4,800 voters have been flagged as having potential duplicate voter registrations, allowing them to vote twice in elections, and possibly 2,500 dead people on the voter rolls. The findings come as elected Democrats lobby for nationwide mail-in voting for the November presidential elections, a move that would potentially deliver ballots to an estimated 24 million ineligible voters. The plan is being bankrolled by organizations funded by billionaire George Soros. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.